This Memorial Day I want to introduce you to a few great men that not only served their country in wartime honorably, but continued after their discharge to offer themselves freely to honor the fallen and the ones that served. Memorial Day has had a large influence on these three men's lives as well as many others. Ken LeBlanc. If I can get a tad personal with you and share, my late husband Kenneth Louis Joseph LeBlanc PFC served in the Korean War. Having a dream to make the U.S. Army his career, Ken, being the eldest son, had to leave this post and return to his small hometown in Louisiana, due to his father's sudden heart attack. Sadly, Ken's dream was shattered. He could not return to this position, instead he stayed at home and ran the family business. Ken had a huge heart that loved God, his country and his family. A love that had no boundaries. He in turn redefined his military goal to civilian life and put his talents to use to recognize, honor and remember this country and its people in very unique ways. He did this with a heart of gratitude for his country, the USA, that he loved. Ken showed his love, whether it was with the large American flag flying freely, sponsored by the Boy Scouts, over our property, volunteering with the American Legion, hiring vets for work projects, or being a volunteer chaplain, just to name a few. He was thoroughly excited in the mid-90s when the first free dinners celebrating Memorial Day came to Houston, Texas for veterans only. He wanted to be first in line, holding his VA card to say thank you and ready to feast. Happily, we scurried off to the Golden Corral, the first to have this program in our area, to enjoy this special honor. Ken proudly showed his card and stepped up to the cashier saying, "One please," he smiled and turned to me saying, "Hey baby, you're on your own," with an amused look, meaning I had to pay for my dinner that day. He left there with a full belly, very happy and proud as he greeted the other veterans on his way out. Ken's final request of me was to be buried at the Houston National Cemetery. His desire was granted. Dan Foligio. Shortly after moving to Bullock County, I met another great man, a transplant from Pennsylvania, Daniel Foligio. Daniel, commonly called Dan, was a corporal in the U.S. Army. He served his country for 6 years, the last four in reserves. His passion for his country was put in action in many ways. One in particular was to preserve the memory of those that had fallen. Dan was known for his Memorial Day and Veterans programs at the Averitt Center for the Arts. He became involved with this program in 2006. Kemp Mabry initially started the program and Dan remembers Kemp asked him to MC one November, he agreed and the rest is history. Kemp Mabry died the following March and Dan continued with the program for many years. Dan said, "First of all, we do not celebrate Memorial Day, we commemorate it." Top-notch veterans were on the programs, including U.S. Army, GI, U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, USMC Marines and the Coast Guard. He also had WACs, nurses and doctors, as the song goes, bless them all. His passion to serve was without boundaries. Dan always quoted as many as you know, French by birth, Italian by adoption, American by choice. That's our Dan. Ernie Mitchell. And thirdly, Ernie Mitchell, my neighbor, served in the U.S. Navy as an E-9 at retirement. Ernie says, Memorial Day became very personal to him when his elementary and high school friend, James Marines, died serving his country, a year after Ernie was enlisted. He said, until Jim died the war was only something I was exposed to on TV and the news, the fact that someone I knew personally made it personal. Ernie is a huge advocate to be sure all the markers and crosses at the cemetery have flags honoring all the veterans. He served as an assistant troop master with Boy Scouts for 5 years and currently works with Fostering Bullock 2 to 3 days a week. Ernie is retired from the real employment world but his volunteering and serving continues. I join each of you in remembering the many Kens, Dans and Ernies for sacrifices these veterans have given and the strength and courage of these families that have supported their choices. Thank you all that have served and continue to honor our great country, the United States of America. Enjoy your Memorial Day and every day, and make it a great senior moment. Memorial Day service at the Emma Kelly. the Emma Kelly Theater will host the Bullock County Memorial Day service, coordinated by the American Legion Dexter Post 90, on Memorial Day, May 29. Click here to read more about the service. The ceremony will begin with coffee and donuts at 10:30 a.m. The service will start at 11 a.m. and will be followed by hamburgers and hot dogs served at the American Legion Post No. 90, located at 100 Rucker Lane. In Statesboro. Grice Connect will also live stream the service on our Facebook page and will be available for viewing in a follow-up story on Grice Connect.